We're going to welcome in Hannah Shiflett and Elizabeth Josie. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
And you all brought us food, which we love.
Yes.
We are stuck in this studio for hours with no food in sight. I'm going to let you start first, Hannah, with what you brought. And we would show you, but we've already eaten a lot of it, and the presentation doesn't look very nice. True. But what you're about to explain, it might seem like, wow, what's all involved in that? In reality, it's everything you can find at your local grocery store.
Yeah. So today we're going to kind of talk about like using fruit in your summer. So summer is the best time. All the local fruits are, it's just a perfect time to you know, experiment with adding fruits to your diet. So we decided to bring y'all a little treat this morning. It's a healthy treat.
Yeah,
a healthy
so good.
Fruit. It was a fruit salsa. So it had strawberries, kiwis, nectarine, apple. So a lot of things that I bought from a local farmer. And then also a few things from just the grocery store. And then we had cinnamon monk fruit sweetened tortilla chips. They're whole grain.
Homemade.
Yep, that's homemade. Yep, so yeah. Took the whole wheat tortilla and cut it up and then sprinkled it with all that good stuff and baked it, and I think it turned out pretty good.
It's delicious.
It is unbelievable. Again, we would like to show it to you, but the presentation does not look like it did when she took the top off the container. And I bet your house smelled wonderful with
it
all
did.
Of these ingredients.
So much cinnamon.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, it has so many ingredients in it, but it's so easy to make. You just chop it up and put it together, really?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And I just made it yesterday afternoon, so ahead of time. So just popped it in the fridge. And I did, so the things that might brown, I did put a little lime juice on, like the nectarine and the apple.
Okay.
I think that helped preserve the look of it a little bit. So
I like the lime taste, though.
Yeah.
It's good.
It
added, delicious.
It adds to it.
Yes, it does.
All about incorporating fruit. Again, that's the focus of this month's discussion. And as we are approaching 4th of July, this seems like a perfect gift or food item to bring to your 4th of July celebration. So beyond that, you encourage us to try it frozen.
Yeah, so we're just trying to come up with different creative ways to incorporate fruit. We were just talking about our kids and getting them to try new things. So frozen fruit treats might be a good option. You could do fruit pops. So they sell like the popsicle molds, and you could do a fruit pop or a smoothie. You can even just freeze fruit. So freezing grapes, bananas, anything like that's a good treat. We just got a new puppy. You can actually give your puppies frozen fruit. Just be careful. They can't have grapes, but you could do frozen bananas, frozen blueberries, stuff like that.
To the whole family.
Yeah.
Literally. I actually love frozen fruit.
I do too.
Buy like strawberries. Mm-hmm. There's a season for them, but at the grocery store, I will buy some of the frozen fruit so I can have it year round, and I put it on top of like a carb or protein pancakes instead of syrup. I just put that on it, and I figured that's somewhat healthy. Mm-hmm. If it's not, don't tell me. If it is, then tell me.
It's all about balance
and fiber.
Yeah. Okay, good. Thank you so much. All right. You encourage us to grill it. So grill fruit?
Yeah, some fruits.
Okay.
I wouldn't grill all fruits. Okay. But y'all probably heard of people grill pineapples, peaches, watermelon. I don't know about that one for me. But
I've never had grilled watermelon.
I see it on cooking shows, and I'm like, man, that looks good. But I don't know if I would. I've made it in a salad, and it just wasn't as good as I thought, watermelon, but maybe I wasn't doing it right.
Are they cutting the watermelon like to make it look like a piece of pizza and grilling it that way, or are they getting rid of the outer shell?
I'm not sure. 100%. I would think they're probably getting rid of the rind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they usually.
Yeah.
That's what I've seen.
But I've never had it, but guess
the pineapple. Grilled pineapple is delicious. So and peaches.
And it's supposed to add like a smoky flavor to the sweetness of the fruit.
I would like
that's what they say. Supposedly.
I know people love to grill vegetables. Mm-hmm. Grilled vegetables taste better always than those that you cook in the stove or in the microwave. And when you're out there, maybe try to throw some extra to some other items on the grill, including fruit. That's a new idea. I never would have thought about that. All right, you say to also encourage us to put fruit in our salads or sauces.
Yeah, so I know Renee was just saying she just started experimenting with fruit in the salads. You could do like some mandarin oranges or strawberries in your salads. Mm-hmm. Also the salsa, like Hannah brought today. I made a really good salsa to put on top of salmon the other day. It was like a pineapple avocado with some jalapeno in it. It was really good.
So you cook the salmon.
Yep.
And you put that on top of it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes. That's great because I have salmon at least once a week.
It was
just
delicious.
Switches it up, right? Yeah. That's what I did. I did a salmon salad. I did blueberries, strawberries, feta cheese. I even did tomatoes and cucumbers and onions. I just threw everything in there, and it was, and then vinegar and olive oil. It was so good.
Something about the fruit with the salmon, because I like my salmon, I don't know, like something a little sweet with it is really good. And then the jalapeno with the avocado and pineapple was so good. So, yep. There's lots of recipes out there for fruit salsas. There's like mango. We make mango salsa a lot. And just lots of different things you can try.
Yeah, you can do the like on the savory side, or, or you can do like I did on the sweet side, like just all fruit. Yeah.
And these items that you're talking about, this also involves everyone in the family, right? Like it involves the kids. If you are just throwing stuff in a bowl, you can cut it up, or if they're old enough to learn how to cut the fruit, they can do all that and then put it in. So it's not just you alone in the kitchen. You can incorporate them, especially if they're grilling, as if you're grilling it as well, call them out there. And so these are items that incorporate the entire family, and then they all can eat it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You can even do like kebabs and have them like do the kebabs.
Well, Hannah mentioned as she was giving us the details of this recipe, this fruit salsa, that some of the items she bought locally at the local farmers market. And this is a prime time for folks to go check out their farmers markets.
Absolutely. There's so many great local farms in all three counties. So we definitely encourage everyone to, you know, shop local when they can, support their farmers and community. You can go directly to the farm. Farmers markets are really abundant right now in this season. Farm stands too. And a lot of places will have the CSA boxes where you could get the like the subscription monthly, get the produce boxes. Food share is also available in our counties as well. So that's local produce, like a produce box that you could get at a reduced cost than you would normally get the fruit at or produce at the grocery store.
And just buying in season is going to help with the cost a little bit. And it's just so ripe and sweet.
It tastes so much better
when it's in season,
When Renee, when we all worked together at CN2, we would do so many stories with farmers, and they were sharing how their products taste so much better than the store. And, you know, Ron Edwards from Springs Farms told us one time why their strawberries taste the way they do versus those that we get frozen maybe or from the store. They have to travel. So when they travel, they have to be they have to have certain chemicals on there so they can. So once you explain the process, you know, you're still getting vegetables and fruit, so that's good. But if you can buy it fresh and support the local farmers, it really is fantastic.
Absolutely.
And there's nothing like picking strawberries and then eating them right there when you pick it.
Gosh.
You probably should hose it off if you can, but if not, your body's your body. It's built. One strawberry is probably not going to hurt.
I can't buy strawberries from the grocery store anymore. I can't do it.
I'm
spoiled. Okay.
I had some good ones yesterday from Food Lion that were really good. But
it's a hit or miss, I will say.
It is a hit or miss.
So try your farmer's market, and then if you can grow it, even better. And then Elizabeth will wrap up with this fruit and our blood sugar.
Yeah, so y'all know Hannah and I offer a diabetes support group, and so we're always talking about ways to kind of manage our blood sugar. And fruit is so good, but it can raise your blood sugar with those natural sugars in it. So making sure you pair it with like protein and fiber can help allow your body to regulate that a little bit better. Kind of keeps your blood sugar stable.
Like the salmon. So you're getting your protein from your salmon, and you're getting those sweet
and
tooth.
The healthy fats from the avocado would help too, slow that absorption of the sugars in the fruit.
And when you eat fruit, you're also getting those healthy sugars, healthy fat and healthy sugar.
Right.
So those are natural occurring sugars as
antioxidants.
Well. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Minerals.
A lot of good benefits.
Well, we know the benefits of fruit, but when you explain it the way you two do it, it really makes us think like, gosh,
we
need to do more. And start with this fruit salsa and cinnamon chip.
Now, Lucas, talking about fruit, you don't like watermelon, though.
I do not like watermelon.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm not a huge watermelon fan, but this summer, I keep seeing this watermelon feta salad. I love feta cheese. So I'm going to try that, and I'll let y'all know.
Let me know. But I said they're going to take my Southern card away from me. I had it so much as a kid. Maybe that was the problem.
Yeah, it's not
but
my
it's interesting.
Either.
But I will have watermelon flavored ices. Mm-hmm. I will have watermelon flavored gum. I just don't like the watermelon. In fact, there's one in the refrigerator right now.
Is
it
the texture?
I don't know if it's the texture. It's too watery, I think. I don't feel like I'm tasting
it. Well, that gum you're eating is probably not real watermelon.
That's my thing. I'm the opposite. Yeah. I hate watermelon flavored things, but I love watermelon.
Oh, man.
Because it's fake. It doesn't taste like watermelon.
Well, clearly, I'm just learning it now from y'all. Oh, man. All right. Well, we've discussed a lot. And as always, don't forget, you can sign up for their monthly newsletter. I get it all the time. It's full of projects you can do around the house. It's full of just great articles. It's full of recipes. And if you're not part of it, tell our audience one more time how they can sign up for this free newsletter.
So it's the Home and Garden Information Center through Clemson Extension. And if you pull up the website, you can just Google it. It'll have a little pop-up at the bottom, and you can put in your email.
All right. Awesome. Hannah Elizabeth. That could be a name, right?
That would be a great name.
thank you both very much. We appreciate it.